And in the darkness, a sinewy hand reached out to seize her wrist. There was no time to think, but for that first half second, there was no need. Even as her mind froze, stunned by the unexpectedness of the attack, old self-defense reflexes were already swinging into action. Falling away from her assailant, using the pull on her arm for balance, she swiveled on her hip, tucked her right leg under her, and kicked out with all her strength. The edge of her foot thudded against something unyielding, body armor of some kind. Reaching back over her shoulder with her free hand, she grabbed the corner of her pillow and hurled it at the shadowy outline of his head. Under the pillow was her lightsaber. It was doubtful that he ever saw the blow coming. He was still in the process of scooping the pillow away from his face when the ignited lightsaber lit up the room. She got just a glimpse of huge black eyes and protruding jaw before the blazing blade sliced him almost in half. The grip on her arm was abruptly gone. Closing down the lightsaber, she rolled out of bed and back to her feet, igniting the weapon again as she looked around. And with a sudden numbing blow to her wrist, the lightsaber was knocked across the room. It shut down in mid-flight, plunging the room again into darkness. She dropped instantly into combat stance, but even as she did so, knew it was a useless gesture. The first alien had perhaps been lulled by the apparent helplessness of his victim. The second had obviously learned the lesson. She hadn't even turned all the way toward the attacker before her wrist was again captured and twisted around behind her. Another hand snaked around to cover her mouth, at the same time jamming her neck hard against the attacker's muzzle. One leg twined somehow around her knees, blocking any attempt she might make to kick him. She tried anyway, struggling to free at least one leg, while at the same time trying to get a clear shot at those eyes with her free hand. His breath was hot on her neck, and she could feel the shapes of needle teeth through the jaw skin pressing against her. The alien's body went abruptly rigid, and suddenly, without any warning at all, she was free. She spun around to face the alien, fighting to regain her balance in the sudden loss of anything solid to lean against, and wondering what this new game was he was playing. Her eyes searched frantically in the dim light, trying to locate the weapon he was surely now bringing to bear on her. But there was no weapon pointed at her. The alien just stood there, his back to the door, his empty hands splayed off to the sides as if preparing to protect himself from a backwards fall.
"Malariush,"
he hissed, his voice soft and gravelly. Leia took a step backwards, wondering if she could get to the window before he launched his next attack. The attack never came. Behind the alien, the door slammed open, and with a roar, Chewbacca boiled into the room. The attacker didn't turn. He made no move at all, in fact, as the Wookiee leaped toward him, massive hands reaching for his neck.
"Don't kill him!"
Leia snapped. The words probably startled Chewbacca almost as much as they startled her. But the Wookiee's reflexes were equal to the task. Passing up the alien's throat, he swung a hand instead to cuff him solidly across the side of the head. The blow sent the alien flying halfway across the room and up against the wall. He slid down and remained still.
"Come on," Leia said, rolling across her bed to retrieve her lightsaber. "There may be more of them."
"Not anymore,"
a Wookiee voice rumbled, and she looked up to see Rallra leaning against the doorway.
"The other three have been dealt with."
"Are you sure?"
Leia asked, taking a step toward him. He was still leaning against the door jamb. Leaning hard against it, she suddenly realized.
"You're hurt,"
she exclaimed, flicking on the room light and giving him a quick examination. There were no marks she could see.
"Blaster?"
"Stun weapon,"
he corrected.
"A quieter weapon, but it was set too low for Wookiees. I am only a little weak. Chewbacca, it is, who is wounded."